On est déjà prêt là, avec Kulak et Dano pour les échos. Allons-y tout de suite.
Malgré la défaite, en fait, dans les deux matchs, Philippe, vous avez été très efficace en désavantage numérique. Vous avez alloué seulement un but en 12 occasions dans les deux matchs. Comment t'expliques ça? De quelle façon vous travaillez pour travailler si bien en désavantage numérique?
Écoute, je pense qu'on protège bien l'enclave, puis on est tous sur la même page. C'est ce qui fait notre force en ce moment. Mais définitivement, il faut se calmer ces pénalités. On met de l'énergie à mauvaise place, mais c'est notre côté positif ce soir.
Next question, Josh Klope, The Athletic.
Hey, for Brett, second game in a row where you guys were the last game of the night. How did you find the ice quality, and does it impact your style of play at all?
Yeah, I thought the ice kind of wore down as the game went on, but, you know, I thought our team, we picked up our game as the game went on, and I think we're at our best right now, and we're just simple. We're moving pucks forward, and everyone's, you know, we're using our legs, using our speed, and forcing them to make mistakes. We're getting pucks to the net and traffic to the net.
Now we'll take a few questions from the media center.
La question est pour Philippe. Philippe, ça, Chantal disait que ça s'était bien passé en désavantage numérique, mais ça a été plus difficile à 5 contre 5 un peu. Vous avez plus de difficultés à tenir votre bout si on compare avec le premier match. Qu'est-ce qui a été différent? C'est quoi ton diagnostic là-dessus, là, en fait?
Ben, je pense qu'on a mis l'énergie à mauvaise place, comme je dis. On a pogné beaucoup de pénalités. C'est une gruge d'énergie qu'on devrait pas mettre à cette place-là nécessairement. Puis ça coûte notre momentum en offensive, en zone offensive, en 55, même power play. Donc, faut vraiment être mieux là-dessus. Puis écoute, on oublie celle-là puis on passe à l'autre.
Next question.
Hello, I'm Jonathan Bernier from Le Journal de Montréal. My question is for Brett Kulak. The plan was clear for the Penguins. It was to put more pressure on Carey Price and also on you guys on the top three defensemen of the team. So how did you react to keep them, try to keep them out of the crease?
Yeah, we knew coming into the game they were going to come to the net a little harder than game one. And I thought we actually responded pretty well. You know, Pricey obviously made some huge saves, kept us in the game for the most part. And but yeah, I thought we reacted well. And, you know, we had a chance to win that one for sure. Just, you know, a couple bounces go their way. And we're pressing hard, but we couldn't get it done tonight.
Next question from the media center.
Eric Engels for Sportsnet. For both of you guys, how do you feel your execution was tonight, particularly in the offensive zone where it looked as though it was very difficult for you to get more than one chance at a time?
Yeah, I mean, I think they sent a message tonight that they were playing more tight. They had the puck a lot too. Our PK didn't help. You know, like I said, they had momentum. Didn't get a chance to have good execution out there. But wasn't bad. We know we got better, and we'll be better next game.
Next question.
Oui, salut Philippe, Guillaume Lefrançois de La Presse. Vous avez un bon gardien, mais qui n'est pas non plus surhumain, puis qui peut peut-être pas continuer à ce rythme-là éternellement. Est-ce que vous avez l'impression d'en avoir gaspillé une très bonne de sa part là, ce soir?
Écoute, Pricey est solide à chaque game, puis il nous a donné une chance encore ce soir. Je peux pas dire qu'on a pas poussé non plus. Je suis pas d'accord exactement avec ce que tu dis. On a pogné beaucoup de pénalités, c'est ce qui nous a coupé les jambes. Pricey a été solide encore, des avantages en 5 contre 5. Mais ce qui nous a fait mal ce soir, c'est vraiment notre désavantage numérique. Ça nous a coupé les jambes. Mais c'est sûr que Pricey est solide à chaque match, donc je suis pas inquiet là-dessus. Puis, écoute, on ne peut pas tout dégager non plus. Ça fait partie de la game de perdre des matchs, autant pour lui que pour nous. Donc, l'important, c'est de bien se reposer, puis être prêt pour le prochain match.
We'll take one more question. We'll go to Marty Klingberg, Globe and Mail.
Hi. Hi, guys. I was wondering if you could just look at these two games, you know, back-to-back now, and comment on Carey Price's, you know, combined efforts in both of them.
Yeah, Pricey, he's the backbone of our team, and we know that he's our top player, and he competes hard and gives us a chance to win every game, and he's done that for so far in games one and two. And Yeah, I think if we keep playing hard, we're gonna come out on top.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Alors voilà, donc c'était en résumé les propos de Brett Kulak et de Philippe Dano. Danny et Jérémy Rainville qui se joignent à nous en attendant de retrouver Claude Julien pour le point de presse final, le point de presse de l'entraîneur. Mm-hmm. Le trio de Philippe avec Thomas Statter en tête a des chances, mais ne concrétise pas.
Non, mais Philippe a mieux joué. Je ne sais pas ce que Jérémy en pense, mais moi je l'ai trouvé meilleur ce soir.
Ah, définitivement. Mais moi, j'ai aimé beaucoup ce qu'il a dit après le match, quand il dit « parce que tu dépenses tellement d'énergie, tu as besoin d'avoir un momentum, puis quand tu prends tellement de... » Hey, deux pénalités de banc ce soir.
Jérémy, on s'en va tout de suite. On retourne à Toronto avec le capitaine Shea Weber et le gardien Carey Price.
What can you say about the chance that Carey gave you guys in this game, and what would you say about the execution of the team in front of him?
Yeah, obviously... Carey gave us a chance to win tonight. He's continued to do that all year, and tonight was no different. Obviously, wasn't our best effort. They were the better team tonight, but Carey gave us a chance, and even right down to the end, obviously kept fighting. Just wasn't quite our night tonight.
Go ahead, JB.
Yep. Jonathan Bernier from Le Journal de Montréal. My question is for Carey. The plan was clear for the Penguins tonight was to put a lot of traffic in front of you and to put pressure on your teammates on the blue line. Did you see that? Did you feel that? And how did your teammates react in front of you?
Well, we knew they were going to come out hard, being down by a game. You know, they executed that well. Played a very solid 40 minutes. And I thought things went well for them. And then I thought we responded fairly well in the third period. But they gathered a lot of momentum by then.
Next question.
Hi, Guillaume Lefrançois from La Presse. Question for Carey. What was the challenge for you when, especially in the first couple of periods, when the team was taking a lot of one penalty after the other? How difficult was it for your just physically?
I thought our team responded really well to all the penalties. You know, our PK units have done an excellent job so far. And obviously, we want to work on discipline, and I think moving forward, that's going to be a key part.
Pat Hickey, go ahead.
Pat Hickey from the Gazette, for Shea. Shea, you guys tonight, you have three power plays, one shot. What do you think's happening there?
Yeah, we got stuck on the walls tonight, I think, a little bit too much. Obviously, couldn't get the puck off the wall to the middle of the ice, and they were able to win those battles and get it down. And obviously, when the puck's on the wall and you're not in possession, you're not going to generate anything.
Next question on Zoom, Marty Kleinberg, Globe and Mail.
I'm sorry, I accidentally left that up there. I don't have a question.
Next, Josh Cloak, The Athletic.
Yeah, for Shea, this is the second game in a row where you guys were the last game on the Scotiabank Arena ice. How would you assess the ice quality, and does it kind of impact what you guys are trying to do at all?
I mean, it's not great, but I think everybody's doing as good as they can. Obviously, there's the weather outside is warm and then humid, and obviously a lot of games during the day, so. Sure, everyone's doing everything they can, and it's the hand we're dealt, and we've got to deal with it. It's the same for both teams, and there's definitely no excuses on that part.
We'll take a couple more. Jean-François.
Hi, question for Carey. Carey, it was a long pause for everyone, but for a goalie, I can guess that after 4 months, it's not easy to find the rhythm back. On a personal note, and I know that you don't like to talk about yourself, but how pleased are you with the way you're playing for the first two games of that series?
Well, you know, everybody's, you know, starting off sprinting here. So, I think everybody just tried to prepare as well as they could for this. And I think the preparation has turned out pretty well so far. Got a lot of work left to do, though.
Last question, Arpon, The Athletic.
Hi, Carey. It's a question for you. Just to what extent do you feel that you've been able to disrupt the Penguins' zone entries. I mean, it seems like they're actively trying to keep the puck away from you. Do you feel that that's been, I know they spent a lot of time in your zone tonight, but I mean, how effective do you think that's been for you to kind of disrupt their plan to get into your end in terms of dump ins behind them?
I'm not exactly sure what you mean. I don't know what to tell you.
Sorry, if I could just, in terms of pucks rimmed around your net and what have you, I mean, just, you know, your ability to stop the puck and play the puck, do you feel that you were disrupting their flow and they were trying to adjust to that?
Yeah, I mean, I feel it's one of my strengths, and I try and do the best I can to keep the puck moving and, you know, try and help my D-men break the puck out as clean as possible.
Great. Thank you both. We'll have Coach
voilà,
shortly.
Voilà donc pour les commentaires de Shea Weber et de Carey Price. Quelques éléments. Shea Weber a reconnu qu'en avantage numérique, on n'avait pas pu générer grand-chose du côté du Canadien, entre autres.
Un élément avant qu'on retourne à Jérémy, oui. Que j'aimerais mentionner, c'est que, bon, on a parlé de l'état de la glace,
oui.
etc.
Oui.
Il y a un but qui a été marqué en deux matchs en avantage numérique. Je n'ai pas fait le calcul du nombre d'opportunités, là, mais c'est oui. énorme. Alors, il y a quelque chose là aussi, là, dans les jeux, dans les rondelles qui sautillent. Mm-hmm. C'est inévitable là, que ça va avantager l'équipe défensive. Ça, c'est clair.
Est-ce qu'en quelque sorte, et avant de retourner à Jérémy, est-ce qu'en quelque sorte, là, messieurs, à tous les deux, avec la glace qui devient un petit peu douteuse en troisième période particulièrement, quand tu as un jeu de puissance... C'est peut-être nécessaire d'essayer de compter sur un jeu en mouvement, c'est-à-dire d'aller carrément rentrer puis attaquer la zone puis aller vers le filet directement plutôt que d'essayer d'y installer.
C'est clair que trop de passes, là, tu prends des risques.
Mais surtout, tu sais, une entrée de zone rapide, ça évite de s'installer peut-être et de là perdre le contrôle parce qu'on voit souvent c'est une qualité de passe qui n'est peut-être pas là. Mais à quelque part, chez le Canadien, offensivement, c'est peut-être aussi un petit peu plus problématique. Là. Dans le match d'aujourd'hui, c'était un petit peu plus problématique. Pas nécessairement juste l'avantage numérique, mais c'est un petit peu plus problématique.